Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your rainbows and lollipops host because I know that with the right focus, everything can be turned around and mountains can be moved. I'm ready for some mountain-moving results in my life. I've been digging in my heels, taking purposeful actions, and seeking to be persistent and diligent in those actions. I know that it doesn't happen overnight, but I also know that it can happen overnight. The when must not be my concern because it's not something that I can control. All I can do is what I know to do and trust that the when is just around the corner. Part of what I can do is make purposeful investment in relationships by taking the time and making the effort and having the heart for relationships. Most days, I do pretty good with my relationship investments. I think about other people, I'm giving, and I'm helpful, I do for others. Now, there are still those days when I stumble, and sometimes really dramatically. But I think that I'm getting better at the investment, and I'm having fewer of the stumble days because I am focused on relationships. But despite all I'm investing and all that I'm doing, and despite all my best efforts to be relentlessly giving, it turns out that there are some hard truths about relationships that I just can't ignore. The good news is that relationships are not based on like, but are founded in love. Relationships are not about getting, but about giving. Relationships are not about results, but about efforts. But knowing the truths can help me in moving into a place where I'm working better towards relationships. So first, not everyone will like me. Now, I know it shocked me too. But it turns out that despite my best efforts, there will be others that just do not like me. Second, I need to be attractive, which is to say that I need to be the very best me that I can be. Right now, where I am, which will require some attention and effort on my part. Third, it is not always a two-sided effort. There are times when I will invest more in a relationship, and there are times when you will be doing the more investing. Fourth, I have to sacrifice to grow relationships. There's just no way around this truth. I will have to give. I will have to give up. I will have to let go. I will have to change. I will have to adjust. And sometimes I will have to choose others over self. And fifth, it is rarely balanced. There is always more giving on one end than there is on the other. Building strong and lasting relationships is not complicated, but it is work. I have to be willing to invest my time and my resources and my energies into growing the relationships. But at the same time, I have to recognize that these basic relationship truths will have an effect on the results. As hard as it may be to believe, that first truth is that not everybody will like me. Yep. It turns out that I'm not everyone's cup of tea. Just ask my husband some days. I've watched this concept play out recently with my sons. My oldest son made a new friend, but my other son is just not overly enthused with this new friend. And it's not that my other son dislikes this new friend. It's more that he just doesn't have a strong desire to spend time with this new friend. This new friend is just not his cup of tea. The most interesting part, though, is watching this new friend try to make my other son engage. Now, I can remember being like that, but I've learned through time and experience and more than one occurrence with a brick wall. Trying to make someone like me is usually a losing battle for several reasons. One, our personalities may just not mesh, or it could be that they will even clash. Not all personalities are compatible. Two, our interests may be too different and vastly different to lead to paths that cross. Three, our traditions could conflict, or the customs and activities that guide my life may be very different from those that guide another's life. Four, our likes and dislikes may be on different ends of the spectrum, and different tastes will often lead in very different directions. Five, our focus may not be in sync, or even in the same atmosphere. Since what I focus on is where I go, then we will be going to different places. It would be nice if everyone would like me. At least on one level or another. I am, after all, the Rainbows and Lollipops host. It may shock you to find out that not everyone embraces rainbows and lollipops the way I do. I know, it's shocking. But the more I journey through this world, the more I realize that different people and different types of people make the journey far more interesting. It also turns out that I don't have to like you, and you don't have to like me, to develop a relationship that can support and encourage each other. We just have to find a way to push past the issue of like and learn to dwell in love. Because ultimately, the lasting relationships can only be founded in love. That's the key. I have always gotten along well with others, or at least I have always gotten along well enough to be able to get along for the limited time I've had to spend with some of those others. Even the Rainbows and Lollipops host has met a person or two that she just did not like. But it's not my job to like, and it's not my job to be liked. And that one understanding has made a huge difference in my journey. My gift and my love of hospitality helped me to find my way of getting along because I've hosted so many events over the years, and those events have had me encountering quite a few people along the way. Several years ago, I was host to a group of homeschool moms for a women's Bible study. Now, we moms stayed in one room visiting and studying while the kids free played around the rest of the house and outside. A great time was had by all. Well, all except for my husband, who was never there for the events, but always had to endure how the kids put the board games away in random boxes, which is a story for another day. Remind me to share. But several weeks into the study, one of the new moms confessed that she almost didn't come back after that first week. She told me, "I just didn't like you all that much." Now, some folks would get their feelings hurt, but I kind of smiled because I suspected I knew where this was going. She said, "You're just so direct." And I am direct. I know that shocks you, doesn't it? But I'm especially direct when I'm excited about the topic. And when I am full on teaching mode, it's just even worse. And I was. And this new mother went on to explain that another mother had talked her into coming back. And she began to see that my directness was out of love and support. And sometimes, although uncomfortable, it was pushing me in the right direction. But that first week, not so much. I can still be tough to take at times, but that does not mean I am thrilled to hear that someone doesn't like me. I mean, my default diva wants to be more like Sally Field and able to exclaim, "They like me! They really like me!" But I'm learning and I'm growing and I'm smiling through it all. I am better at accepting that just there are some folks that don't like sweet tea. And really, seriously, who has time for those folks, right? But no matter how amazing sweet tea may be to me, it's not their cup of tea. It's not personal, at least not most of the time. There are usually some simple reasons that some people just don't like me. One, personalities, because we all have one. Granted, some not as big or bold as others, but every personality is unique. I am a full-blown extrovert. I mean, when you take the personality test, I score almost 100% on the extrovert side of the scale. I can be a bit much for those that fall on the other side of the spectrum, even in small doses. Our personalities just, they may not clash, but they definitely don't mesh. Two is interests. Now, here's a confession. I am not the happiest camper in the South when September rolls around. Sometimes it kicks in as early as August because my interests collide with the rest of this world, including every pastor or preacher I have ever listened to, because it's football season in the South. And at that time, I cringe because I am not a football fan. That means that a lot of the conversations and references go right over my head, or at least I don't bother to catch them. I can survive a little while, but eventually I'm going to seek out someone who cares more about the blue box than the pigskin. Three is traditions, or customs, however you want to label them. These are usually minor annoyances for the most part, or hiccups in this journey to grow up relationships, but they can become bigger and more troublesome. I had a really good friend that had a dad that began decorating for Christmas around Thanksgiving. So each year, his son would come home to visit, and instead of investing in relationships, the son would have to decorate for the season that wasn't even there yet. The traditions of the father hindered the relationships of the son. Four is likes or dislikes. And the stronger the like or the dislike, the more it can get in the way. Now, I love horses, and I would have a front yard full if I could just get the menfolk of the house to build me a fence. But I have another friend that is, it's not so much that she dislikes horses, but she's highly allergic, which means she has to dislike them because she can't be around them at all. If I'm investing in my horse liking, then I am hindering my relationship with this friend because she will not be able to be around me to one degree or another. So the likes and dislikes that we share can bring us closer together, but if I like it and you dislike it, that can cause the issue. And number five is focus, because focus drives direction. When I engage with someone that has a different focus than I have, then it will be hard for us to communicate because of the massive difference. I found this out when I first started down the path of positive thinking. Because I had a very close person to me that would get annoyed when I would speak my positive thoughts. She would say, "But that's just not how things are." And eventually we came to that point where we just couldn't discuss certain things. The difference in focus had caused a bump in our relationship. The fact that not everyone likes me is not a personal thing because I'm amazing, right? There can be some minor differences or major differences that keep us from locking into that place of like. But the good news is that this journey and relationships in general are not about liking, but about the choice to love. Foundational relationships move beyond emotion and move into a place of choice. I choose to love. I have never been much of a people pleaser. I get that from my uncle, who taught me to be strong in my beliefs. Although I have also learned from that same uncle that it is easy to lose that place of boldness when you lose your focus. But I have known some people pleasers in my life, ones that try to be everything to everyone. The most amazing thing to me is that they managed to succeed in fooling some folks. But for me, they're just annoying because they struggle to do what they tell everyone they will do because they only have so many hands and can only juggle so many plates. I guess it's a good thing that I don't expect everyone to like me. Although the more I tame my tongue, the easier it is to expect others to at least tolerate me to one degree or another. Still, I have found that people would get annoyed even when I'm doing something as simple as sharing the scripture, or worse, repeating scripture that was just shared. It's almost as if I've offended them because I believe the words. The best news I have found is that I don't have to be liked by everyone. And even better, I don't have to like everyone. Paul puts it like this in Romans 12:18, and this comes from the NIV translation. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Now, Paul doesn't say for me to make sure everyone likes me. Paul doesn't say that I'm supposed to please everyone. Paul simply challenges me to be at peace with others. In other words, to make peace with others or to live in harmony. In other words, I'm not supposed to be stirring up trouble or making way for strife. I am to do my best to be at peace. In Mark 9:50, Jesus also challenges me to have peace with others. Jesus is talking about how salt is good, but if it loses its flavor, what can you season it with? And he then goes on to say, have salt in yourself, but have peace with others. For me, this means that instead of trying to season others like salt, or in other words, trying to fix others like salt has been known to do, I need to focus on taking care of myself with the salt and putting my efforts towards others as those of peace. Jesus also goes on to say that I'm not to be focused on pleasing men, because there is a massive difference between being at peace with others and pleasing others, which is why it is possible to have strong relationships even with those that don't like me or that I don't like. Being at peace means that I am seeking to harmonize with you, not to match you or to be like you, but simply not to clash with you. People pleasers are looking in the wrong place. In John 5:30, Jesus points out that he is not doing anything on his own, but he is doing the will of his Father. That has to be the ultimate driving force for everything in my life. I need to be doing the will of the Father. As long as I am there in that place of doing the will of the Father, then I will be okay with not being liked by everyone, because I will be living in a place of contented love. I am focused on doing what I am designed to do and not what people tell me I'm supposed to be doing. And that will change my world. Thank you so much for joining me today as we face this first of the hard truths about relationships. I look forward to sharing more with you and to hearing about your own journey. You can email me at radio@katherinelang.com with your thoughts and your comments and your questions. Also, remember to check out the free ebooks that are inspired by this show and by all the past shows. You can download your free PDFs by just visiting www.katherinelang.com/ebooks, and please share with a friend. I would also enjoy the opportunity to engage and connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet by searching for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm the Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's the @ Katherine C. Lang. On Google+, it's the +, Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's the Katherine C. Lang. You can also listen to all the syndicated shows of Growing Hope by visiting www.katherinelang.com/on-air. It's okay for us not to like each other. I mean, sometimes it makes it kind of awkward, but it's okay. We are not supposed to like everybody that we encounter, but I am supposed to love them. And that love doesn't come from a physical emotion. It comes from a choice driven by the heart and developed in that personal relationship through Christ with God. That's the foundation for all great relationships. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.